Lisa, you like the show today?
Well, thank you, Jay. That's very kind of you to ask. Hi, everyone. I'm an addict. My name's Lisa.
Hello, Lisa. The reason I asked is because
Hello.
you were
Hi,
lit
Lisa.
up
Hi, Lisa.
when I jumped into the clean time countdown, so I figured
Hi,
you'd be
Lisa.
jumping in.
Well, that's all right. Thank you. I probably wouldn't have stepped in to share, actually, so it's probably for the best. Yeah, hi everyone. I actually nearly didn't come to this meeting tonight, which isn't like me,
Hello, Lisa.
but did I forget to say my name?
No, I just wanted to say hello, Lisa.
That's nice. Yeah, I almost didn't come. Because I've had such a busy day today. It was my granny's funeral, and I managed to go to that. And I went to the service, and I went to the burial, and I went to a little bit of the wake. So I actually did far better than I ever thought I was going to do. So yeah, so I was like being like sleeping since I got home, which I think was about 2:30. And yeah, I was just like, I don't know if I can do this. So I don't know how much sense I'll make, but I did remember, like about 10 minutes before the meeting, that it was the anniversary meeting tonight, and I was like, no, I have to go. I can't miss the anniversary meet then, our birthday night. But Hagen is so precious to me. It's just everything to me. I didn't know anything about Narcotics Anonymous until I came across Higna. I didn't that like this these groups, the meetings within the Highlands and Islands groups, that was my first foray into NA meetings and what NA was, and so it's a very precious place for me. I just kind of stumbled upon it when I was looking for help online. Everybody probably heard this story a million times, but I ended up overdosing really badly, and I was induced into a coma. And because I think they were trying to save my brain or something. That I was it was very it was a very bad prognosis anyway. I wasn't really supposed to survive what happened, and my family were told to kind of say goodbye to me, that kind of thing. But I did make it, and I woke up out of that coma after a couple of days, I think. And I was finally clean, and that had finally opened my eyes to the disaster of a life that I had around me. But I was still like, I was like, okay, I'm clean now. But like, what the fuck are you supposed to do without drugs? Like, I just didn't have a clue. And I was terrified because I really had gotten to the end of the road with it all. I was exhausted and beaten and just so ill. I have severe physical health issues, and have had for about 13 years. And so it was, I was just at that point where my body just was not able to take the abuse that I was giving it anymore. But I just didn't know how to stay clean. So that kind of opportunity kind of met the point of desperation where I started to look online for help, because the help that I was getting here where I live, which is Shetland, a very tiny island, most northerly part of the UK, there wasn't really any proper help with addiction. The only thing I was offered was to go on a script, and I had already by that point gone through the initial detox, because I'd been in the coma and I'd been in hospital, and so I'd kind of gone through the initial detox, and I thought, if I don't keep up with this now, like I'm never gonna do it again. And so I said no to that offer, which is always surprises me that I turned down something that would have seemed a great idea to me most other days. And that, so I start typing in like help for addiction in Shetland. And I searched for that, and the first thing that came up was the Highlands and Islands groups of NA. And that was kind of like, oh, NA. I had never thought about it. There's no NA in Shetland, so I had never, like, it was never something I'd heard about. And I probably never really wanted to stop taking drugs before that moment in time, so I wouldn't have really cared to find, I never went to the bother or the trouble to find any help, other than, like, you know, the only time I go to doctors or nurses was to get more drugs. So this was the first time I was genuinely, desperately looking for help, because I had reached the end of the road with it all. And I'm so incredibly grateful that that was what I found. You know, that this was what I found. Just kind of got this feeling in my chest, just thinking of all the other ways I could have gone, you know, like sliding doors. Like I just imagined in my head there so many different scenarios of what could have happened, and just like how incredible it is that I found NA through the Highlands and Islands groups. And I guess that the Highlands and Islands groups of NA was set up for people in my position, people who live somewhere like I live, where there is no NA presence. And but it also was because I was also housebound and I'm bedbound, and so I needed it for other reasons other than the fact that there wasn't anything in Shetland. You know, I needed it for other reasons. But it was just, there was just so many reasons that this came into my life and worked. So like all my recovery has been online. It's been all like, just, I go to one of the meetings at Hickna every day, and that just makes me happy. I just feel like I've found like a family within these meetings. I feel really at home and like settled and just like content with, you know, coming here and just hearing you guys and just being around you. And I've built up really wonderful friendships over the years. I found my sponsor through these meetings. We've built up an incredible, but so many good friendships from it. And it's not, you know, like, I think I always kind of thought that relationships had to be kind of in person, you know, for them to be like proper relationships or, you know, deep relationships. But that's just not the truth. Like, intimacy in relationships, and I don't mean intimacy in romantic relationships, I just mean intimacy is, it's just about getting to know somebody else's like soul, I think, and like the deepest things at somebody's core. And like, I try to share as honestly as I can about who I am and what's going on for me, and hope that that helps people to get to know me. And I listen to the people that share, and I get to know them, you know, or we speak, you know, and we speak after meetings or before meetings, or, you know, it's just been incredible to kind of start to develop these relationships in my life. And I believe when I first came around, then Hickna was about to celebrate its 9th birthday, if I am correct. And yeah, and so here I am, and now we're celebrating our 12th. And I'm like, oh, I'm really a member of Hickna now. Like, I'm not one of you, like, original members. I'm, you know, I've been clean for 3.5 years. But I've started to really feel like just like another one of you guys. Like, I sometimes do feel very different, but I don't think that that has anything to do with anything other than the disease of addiction trying to separate me and make me feel like I'm different. I'm starting to realize, like, I'm just another addict in this meeting. Like, and I'm a regular here, and you know, I just get excited about the fact that I feel like I belong somewhere. And I love Hickna so much. I just think everybody in the world should come here. I really do feel like that. I know that that's not realistic. But, you know, it's just, this has kind of been where I've started to grow, where I've been like learning how to grow up and become an addict that doesn't have to use and can find a new way to live. Like, I've started all that growing up here, and I will continue to do all here just for today. You know, I'll continue to keep growing and being a part of Hikna and being of service here. And it's just such an honor to be a part of this group and to know you guys. So I'm going to leave it there. Happy birthday to Hikna. Thank you, Jay and Ellie, for your service in this meeting, and Steve in absentia. And yeah, I love you guys. Thank you.